Well, good morning, everybody. We are very privileged to be speaking with Sally Gonzalez of Hildebrandt Baker Robbins today. And we're going to be putting some questions to Sally and ask her to envision the law firm in the year 2020. At ILTA, we believe that law firms will undergo a significant amount of change over the next 10 years. And we are asking her to take a look at what her vision of the law firm in 2020 will be. Have some questions for Sally this morning. And Sally, we're delighted to have you with us, and I will dig right into some questions here. So over the next 10 years, as I mentioned, we do feel that there will be some changes in the look and feel of a law firm and how they go about their business. As part of that change, we feel that there might be changes in the leadership of law firms. Could you speak to that, please?
I'd be happy to. Thanks for this opportunity, Randy. It's an interesting question that you pose, and I think, as you say, the issue is kind of what are the changes going to be in law firms, and then the leadership change will probably be in response to the change in the law firm marketplace or the changes in the environment in 2020. To me, as I thought about this, there's probably a couple of directions that this could go in, and of course, no one's sure which way, but there's a couple of potential options here. One thing that many people are speaking about is the transition of the law firm, which is traditionally, certainly in the U.S. and the West, been really a professional partnership. Fundamentally a professional partnership. And there are many who are saying that perhaps a law firm as a corporation will emerge, probably not to entirely replace the professional partnerships, but certainly there will be a number of firms that have adopted a corporate model. And outside the U.S., it's now possible for non-lawyers to actually be in the partnership of a firm, and some would say that it's going to be quite possible for a law firm to simply be a corporate business whose product happens to be legal services and advice. If that change occurs, then you really would see, in all likelihood, a very different leadership model. Many law firms today actually have the nomenclature of a corporate structure, and they've adopted the terms board of director or chairman, et cetera, as the titling of their partners in that model. But, you know, frankly, certainly in the U.S., it's merely a relabeling of the traditional partnership structures. So the executive committee has become the board, and the managing partner has become a chairman. But there hasn't been really a lot of functional change beneath that. If you went to a truly corporate law firm model, you would think that the corporation is going to be driven by both profit models and structures that drive the corporate world. So they would be thinking about things like shareholder value, stock price, perhaps even paying dividends to investors. And that's different than paying profits to the co-owners in a partnership. So in that kind of model, again, you would have a corporate leadership structure that would be focused on those particular goals of the corporation. So certainly you're going to have to continue to have a corporation in this model that relies on professional excellence and quality of legal service, but they'll also have many other attributes that will be equally valued in a corporate structure. There would be, you would expect to see the leaders coming out, perhaps not being lawyers at all, perhaps having some legal in their background, but being individuals who have much more of, say, an MBA background and have really focused on MBA-type skills, and they will be thinking about their particular segment of the business as essentially contributing to the corporate whole, paying a great deal of attention to how they could improve profit margins by improving process, by managing the work cost-effectively, by staffing the work in the most creative manner, including subcontracting and outsourcing, and thinking about customer satisfaction as a way to drive the profit margin. So, again, in that model, you'll see very different leaders. Another major shift would be to individuals who think about the work and the business and are willing to take business risks in order to make money rather than today's focus in many cases, which is mitigating legal risk to protect profits. And that would be a very different mindset, very different set of skills that you would see in that situation.
Okay, well, that's interesting, and certainly heard several key things in there, a more business savvy focus, more customer service focus. I would assume then that the leadership, starting at the top executive leadership and probably the direct reports to that person, would need to have that business background and a far more customer service profit-oriented background than perhaps current leaders in law firms. Would you say that's true?
Yeah, I think that's correct. And being a good lawyer would not be the primary prerequisite for rising to a leadership position in that type of organization. Strong leaders could arise with many other skills forming their strengths base, not necessarily just excellent legal skills.
Okay. Well, we've certainly heard a lot about the ACC value challenge and that firms are definitely being asked to be more customer-oriented, deliver better value to the client, come up with different pricing models to better serve the client. And I think all of that ties back to your business-oriented approach to the law firm in 2020. Beyond the ACC value challenge, and that may be the primary driver of this, but could you speak broadly to why you see this change coming about to a more business-focused leadership?
Well, I think one of it's clearly going to come from the clients or really the customers for legal services. And to the extent that one of the trends that's happening right now is that law departments are taking more of the work into their in-house organization, and they are delegating less to outside service providers that puts increased competition on the law firms to pursue a decreasing volume of business. And that is going to drive some changes into the organization. But there's conceptually, you can say that the law department, as a consumer of legal services, they are fundamentally a business. And for a long time, the law department has been exempt from many of the corporate practices in the sense of corporations wanting to control their costs and wanting to control the work with outside suppliers, and in part because general counsels and the lawyers in law departments often were born and raised in law firms, and so they bring that mentality with them as they go to a corporate environment. Again, I think in the next 10 years that could well change, and you see the general counsel emerging as a businessman who is buying outside services from the law firm in designated areas very specifically, and really having to bring the corporate disciplines to their suppliers, the law firm, in order to satisfy their internal corporate dictates and mandates for effective management of costs and effective management of outcomes. The corporation is really the general counsel in many cases is looking for law firms to provide timely business advice that's practical and demonstrates insight into the specifics of the individual corporate law department environment, not deeply reasoned and researched legal advice. And that's a real stressor for the traditional law firm that is more comfortable doing the legal advice and providing it to the general counsel and let him make the judgment about the business applications of that information. The general counsels, again, and the corporate lawyers are looking to the law firm to be an extension of their corporate environment and expect them to be willing to take a bit of business risk to provide a timely opinion that is most likely correct without necessarily having to research every detail. And that's, again, there's a marked tension. That's a stress on the law firm because they're not necessarily comfortable doing it, but they're recognizing that it's necessary. And, again, that would be something that in the corporate model they would say, look at it as it's a business risk. We may give some incorrect advice X% of the time. we will have the appropriate waivers in place, we'll have the appropriate client relationship in place, we'll have the appropriate business insurance in place, and we're willing to accept that business risk of occasionally giving advice that perhaps does not turn out to be 100% correct, but that our liability in that case is limited, and we're willing to take that risk.
Okay. Well, that's interesting. I think we're very hopeful, obviously, that law firms have for many years been putting what I would call a strategic plan in place, where they're looking X years out into the future and planning their business model and their practice accordingly. And I'm curious, with the changes that and the stressors that you have outlined here, do you see any type of change in the strategic planning process at a law firm? Are they having to look farther out? Are they having to plan for this climate change that you're talking about? What do you see happening with strategic planning?
Well, I think the strategic planning for firms really... We touched on one of the things that's going to change their strategic planning is increasing competition for a shrinking volume of work. There's also this change in client expectations, which is going to drive their strategic planning that I've already touched on. They also need to think about how they're going to shape a firm that can attract and retain talent. Because, again, I think as you come to this corporate or business model, the idea of having the talent, which does have not just the legal skills but the business management skills, will be essential in a professional services industry. And thinking about ways to build a firm that recognizes and rewards and attracts individuals, again, not just with the legal skills but with a full range of business skills necessary for this corporate model, would be an important driver in the strategic plan. One of the things that I've often thought about is with the advent of matter management tools and, frankly, more advanced matter management tools, and with the arrival of much better matter management capabilities in law firms in terms of budgeting and estimating and managing work to budget, et cetera, and effective client communications, we could come to the point, whether it's in 2020 or perhaps later, to say that the law firm is really an extension of the law department, and that you really have an extension of the supply chain economics that have emerged in other areas of business in the last 20 or 30 years simply brought to bear on legal services. And I think technology would be a key enabler of that linkage between the law firm and the law department in this supply chain economic model. So a law department would be able to reach out just in time, just as a legal question arises, quickly view from a range of suppliers the available resources that could provide the service required, immediately retain them through some electronic linkages, obtain the advice, retain the revised advice in a document or a knowledge management system so that it would be reusable, and really just build this kind of hybrid network environment rather than today the two largely separate entities linked only by email and phone.
Mm-hmm. Well, very interesting, and I think, Sally, these changes that you're talking about are large, and I think those of us who've been around the law firm model for many decades now, when we think of the traditional law firm culture, in my mind, that's almost a linear, predictable process. Again, I think you can walk into many large law firms, or small firms for that matter, in the U.S., certainly, probably abroad, and you're going to find the same kind of culture that we've just come to expect from law firms. But I think the changes that you've talked about are so big that they will have to change that traditional linear culture. Can you speak to culture a little bit? What do you see changing culturally in law firms?
Well, I could see a couple of different drivers for that kind of cultural change. Again, this corporate model would be very, very different culturally than a partnership model. I think you would definitely see much greater respect and integration for professionals that bring non-legal business skills to the table. During my time working in Europe and working with European law firms, one of the things that I found quite interesting was when you talk to people in France and Germany throughout the EU, other than the UK, they kind of view lawyers as plumbers. There's nothing terribly glamorous about lawyers. You don't have the celebrity lawyer, the Johnny Cochran image there. They find that very perplexing. Lawyers are simply professionals with specialized skills, just like plumbers are, and you call a lawyer when you need legal skills, and you call a plumber when you need your plumbing done. In this corporate culture, again, the fact that you have a legal background would not make you in and of itself the superstar and the necessary leader. It would be one of the skills, but not the only one. And so that would have a very different, drive a very different culture. The other thing that I think would be outside of this, and whether we go to the corporate model or not, I would predict that there's going to be a culture change in law firms simply because we're going to have the passing of the baby boomers who have been in the leadership roles for the last 15 or 20 years. They will be gone by 2020. Perhaps a few of them will be around emeritus, but you will see the Gen X in the leadership positions, and they will be driving the culture of the firm. And Gen X has some very different characteristics than baby boomers. They have very different ways that they think about the world. They focus on a work-life balance. They're very independent. They are much more team-oriented. And they will be working with millennials in the associate ranks. And the millennials, again, have a very different set of behaviors associated with them. So I think the culture of the law firm will 100% change because of those changes in the Gen X and the millennials versus baby boomers and Gen X that you see today, independent of anything else that goes on in the environment to change law firms. That will okay. definitely happen.
Okay. Fascinating. It's interesting. We've talked about change so much, and the change in the leadership model, the change from the traditional partnership to a more corporate model, the change in the culture of law firms that will come about with or without the other changes. And I want to contrast that to a term here for a second. We hear a lot about sustainability. Companies are focused on sustainability. And I use that in a very broad sense, sustainability of the business, certainly, but sustainability of resources and people and just looking forward to keeping things in place for generations to come. Given the changes that you have talked about, in your mind, how can firms either become sustainable or, if they already have processes in place, remain sustainable over the generations ahead?
An interesting question, again, for us as Americans in the U.S. I think the American model has really never focused on sustainability. The views of the partnership, again, because of the way the economic model is set up, is to take the profits out of the partnership on an annual basis. You know, and there's been certainly much written about the eat what you kill and a very short-term focus, what's in it for me, what can I take out this year, and I've even heard firms, when they talk about change 10 years out, basically the leaderships are saying, I'm really not going to plan for that because I won't be here. It's going to be someone else's problem. And that's obviously not going to lead to sustainability in an intended way. Certainly, organizations can sustain in that model, but it doesn't really have sustainability at its roots. Again, when I was working in the UK, one of the things that very much struck me about the UK law firm model as I spoke to leaders there was a very strong view that they were the caretakers for an institution. that had existed long before they joined and that they intended to exist long after they left. And they took a much more long-term view of the actions that they took as individuals or that the firm took as a whole, and very specifically thought about what the impacts would be way down the road, 10, 15, 20 years out, not just within the 3 or 5 years of their immediate future. And they were much more willing to make investments that would bear fruit much farther down the road because they, again, inherently had this sense that they wanted the institution to survive, and that was one of the primary goals. I would say fundamentally that kind of attitude is really at the heart of making an organization sustainable. And again, perhaps in the corporate model, there's a tension. Corporations are always focused on the last quarter, and one of their weaknesses, I think, is that they're always reporting to the street and always worrying about shareholder value, and that can be as limiting as a partner trying to take the profits out of the business at the end of each year. But on the other hand, you know, General Electric's been around for a very long time, and it tends to be around for a very long time, and will have a longer-term view of the kinds of investments it needs to make and the kind of actions it needs to take to make sure it's there 10, 15, 20, or 100 years down the road.
Okay, well, thank you. Sally, you have such deep and broad experience, and your comments are always very insightful. We appreciate your time today, and I want to thank you for sharing your vision of the law firm of the future. And I hope to see you there in 2020 when we can look back on these predictions and see what came true. And I thank you very much for your time today.
Okay. Thank you, Randy.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.